Okay, we're holding in the chapter Avas Ish Ve'isha in the Pelyoitz. Right, so we spoke about last week the idea of gender roles, how a person has to have a very strong clarity of what their role is, and unfortunately having that mixing of gender roles creates a lot of confusion and turmoil in a home. You can't live a healthy life if people don't know what they're doing. Same thing in a company. If you have a company and the CEO thinks he's the janitor and the janitor thinks he's the CEO, you can't run a functional organization that way. Now, does it mean that the janitor can't, maybe if in a time of distress or crisis, the janitor can't, in a sense, become the CEO? Of course, he's making a decision. If, God forbid, I don't know. You could imagine such a scenario. Could you imagine that the CEO, if the janitor's not around, that he's not above himself to be able to like clean the bathrooms when needed to? I mean, of course not. Everybody needs to know their role, and then you can step out of your role. Right? They have my Rosh Hashivas. Gedolei Rosh Hashivas. I remember my Rebbe, Rav Gedalia Einemar. He used to go around the base medrash and pick up the trash on the floor. He was not above that. It was not something that he was above. And the truth is, my Rebbe is a very good line, which is, you know, anybody can do the big things. Anybody can do the big, massive, world-changing, mass movement things. But it takes great people to do the small things. It takes great people to do the small things. Why? Because in order to run something properly, you need to know what needs to be done and not be above doing it. But I just want to bring it back to the major point I'm bringing over here, which is that in terms of gender roles, a person has to know what their overall role is. At the same time, you have to be able also to step out of that role to a degree, but you still have to know what your role is. If you don't have a clarity in what you are and who you are and are anchored in what you know you are, then it just creates confusion and distress in the family. That's why we're studying right now Avas Ish Ve'isha on page Ches in the Pelyot. For sure, somebody who hit, as they say, hit the jackpot, that married a very wise, a very, very special woman, Matz Isha, Matz Toiva type thing. Of course, such a woman who's so well accomplished, you know, they say that a woman of valor, right? Someone who's a woman of valor. Someone who's a well accomplished woman, an industrious woman, right? Such, of course, it makes sense that a husband is going to find something special about her. Amnam b'yosit tzarich lizar gavra d'nafal b'chulka garma bisha, Isha kasha. But this is where the real challenge is. What if, God forbid, okay, that's not so simple, Chazal tell us that there's four people that will never see the face of Gehenim, and one of the suggestions in the Mishnah is having an Isha Ra, having a terrible, mean wife for a spouse. That's such a person who's already in a, why? Because he's already living Gehenim in this world. He doesn't have to go to Gehenim in the next world because he's already Gehenim in this world. And Chas v'Shalom, a person should not have to be falling into that such a challenge. However, though, it's a reality. It's a fact of life. People change over time. People change over marriage. Unfortunately, there's mental illness. It happens all the time. All right, so even such a person needs to figure out what can he do. Isha Kasha, a very difficult woman. You hear this. Even with her, with a difficult spouse, he has to be oimi ben isayin, and he has to be mischazik to treat her and to treat the home with love, with peace. Why? Laman hashchina. For God himself. Because the truth is, yeah, at that point, when a person's stuck in that role, and by the way, it's very interesting that he says you have to be oimi ben isayin. I mean, nowadays, say, oh, it's like a band-aid. Rip it off. Because, you know, a band-aid that is, you buy it for 20 cents, doesn't mean anything. So you pull it on, you take it off, you pull it on. What's the big deal? But a marriage, if a person really appreciates what a marriage is, then a person will not just throw that away so easily. And instead, no, the option is how to be oimi ben isayin. How is it a person that can stand in there and, yes, deal with the frustrations and the difficulties and the challenges that come along with it? And with that perspective, a person will get to a place, a very, very healthy, Torah-dika place, which is, this is my role in life. To be oimi ben isayin, this is my job, this is my challenge, this is my pekel. I was dealt a difficult hand of being married to someone who is more on the difficult side. And my job is to be oimi ben isayin, says the Pelyoitz. Why? This is very fascinating, because it's l'man hashchina. It's for Hashem. At that point, when a person has that perspective, it's not about you, it's not about your own personal happiness, it's not about your own quote-unquote self-fulfillment, which again are all very important things, like cannot put those down for 2 seconds. But a yid we are, Jewish people we are, which means that we have a role in life, which means that we have nisayonis in life, which means that Hashem gave us a pekel, and you don't just easily throw it away, because the truth is, if it's your pekel, then it's going to be your pekel in 1,000 other situations, scenarios as well. If there's a certain nisayon that Hashem wants you to go through, If there's a certain challenge Hashem wants you to go through, you're going to find that at work. You're going to find it between your kids. You're going to find it in school. You're going to find it no matter what, no matter where. Because it's your peccal. You just have to embrace it to a degree. And therefore, chas v'shalom, although a person may have been dealt such a difficult hand and having an isha kosher, nonetheless, a person has to be oimi ben yisoy. V'yitin alibo ki ba'arosim nafla shal heves. Ad sh'amru dayeno v'shalotzi asoy sonim minachet kalos. Right, the truth is, at the end of the day, a person should at least appreciate the fact that they have a spouse, that spouse is matzil them menachet, that there's their choyma, right? Ram Rancha, Ishus, Sa'ara, Oruch, Vedaita Katsar. I mean, her hair is very long, and she's not the sharpest tool in the shed. Right? From that, you have to be able to know how to be Messiah B'Seichel. Vimoyveras al Daito Machisasa, if she gets very upset, very angry, she has a short, quick temper. Yish Baruch Eleval Yichas Aleh, then you have to be very careful yourself not to get angry at her. It's a very fascinating Musar perspective. There's something called the Tepersil Slanter says, Dover Vihipuchoy, which is the thing and its opposite, which means, the way he put it, Rishol Salanter, was that, if someone has, let's say, bad midas, you know, your mother always told you, two wrongs don't make a right. So the fact that somebody else is losing their wits, the fact that somebody else is losing their kas, doesn't mean you lose your kas. Dover v'yipucha, adraba, you are more mechuyav to take care of yourself. The fact that someone else is acting in a way that's not appropriate doesn't in any way justify how you should act. The problem is we live the opposite world. We live the world, well, you did that, I could do that. Oh, you said this to me, I could do that. That's not how life works. And a person who's stuck in the situation has to get to a place to realize that I can't control them. But they do what they do, I can only control within myself. Okay, we'll stop here, Mirat Hashem. We'll continue fighting.